we go.
Welcome to the StayOnTheCourt.com podcast, the show that helps aging basketball players stay on the court and continue playing basketball or the sport that they love. We talk injuries, rehab, coaching youth sports, pickup game mishaps, and oh yeah, that guy on your court that wants to fight everybody. Our motto is, we don't stop playing because we grow old because we stop playing. Welcome to the StayOnTheCourt.com podcast. This is Troy Wallace recording live from the beautiful studios in downtown Omaha, Nebraska. Today, we've got a special episode for you. We call it Injury of the Week.
Injury of the Week.
You cannot be serious!
Now, if you've been on the email newsletter or have been monitoring any of our posts, we've been reaching out to our membership at stayonthecourt.com/podcast. And if you have an injury or something that you're willing to share, we would love to get your submission. And if you're willing, even come have you come and feature you on the podcast. To get things rolling, I thought that I would be the first to submit my injury. And I've got quite a few over the years. This one is more recent, happened to me this fall. We're recording this in November of 2023. And I'm titling it, The Cramp That Ended All Cramps.
What's your prediction for the fight then?
Prediction?
Yes, prediction.
Pain.
I wouldn't say I suffered from cramps, but I've had cramping, you know, starting probably in my mid-40s. I'm 52 right now. And I've been able to manage it once I upped my magnesium intake. I also take something called the Quinton Isotonic Water, which will play into the story a little bit as well. And it's almost like a saline solution. I take a little dosage of it every night before I go to bed. And between the magnesium and that, it seems to take care of the cramping. But if you do stupid things like I do, like trying to do sprints.
This is crazy.
Sometimes your muscles wear out and the cramping begins. And that's where this story picks up. I try and do some sort of sprint workout. And when I'm talking about a workout, here's what it looks like. It's something, if you're on the YouTube channel, you can follow along with some of the websites I'm showing. I'm also going to show you some pictures of the actual cramp and the resulting bruise to do a little foreshadowing. One thing that I do, something I picked up on from this Quantify Fitness in Nashville, Tennessee. They have a very interesting fitness center, and I had been traveling there and signed up to go visit them, got on their email list. And then during the pandemic, when nobody could go to gyms, they had started sending out little exercise workouts you could do. And one of them was what they call a tiger sprint workout. It's meant to be done on a bike primarily. You can also do it, obviously, just actually sprinting. And that's what I like to do the most. It's a quick workout, takes about 9.5 minutes, and you're really just slow-paced walking. And then probably 3.5 to 4 minutes into it, a lovely woman with a British accent gets on and tells you to run like crazy from a saber-toothed tiger.
The shadow of a saber-toothed tiger. You need to sprint away now. Sprint fast. Your life depends on it. The tiger's gaining on you. Sprint harder, faster. Don't become the tiger's lunch.
And you do that for 20 seconds straight. And then you stop, then you're back into relaxed walking. Then about 3.5, 4 minutes go by, and you, boom, you're back into sprinting like crazy all out for 20 seconds. It's nice, short workout. I like it. If you don't sprint a lot, it's, you know, something you probably should talk to your doctor about and or start slowly. But they claim that that's all you need to do for your workout for the day. I'm not sure if that's the case. I've been trying to do it twice a week, really, since the pandemic. I'd gotten out of the practice a little bit. I had an MCL injury about 2 years ago and had never really got fully back on track. I was gaining ground, trying to get more into it, doing running rather than doing it on a bike. And here's what happened. I was over at the neighboring high school football field. My son had a soccer game later that day, and he went to practice a little soccer. So we went over to the field, and I thought once we were done there, I would go ahead and do my 9-minute tiger sprint workout. Just so happens it's a Sunday, and in late morning on Sundays, they play, I'll call it the equivalent of peewee football games at that stadium. And the people started to file in. And my son's in fifth grade. I coach a fifth grade basketball team. in this high school feeder program. And kids started to show up, parents started to show up. And the last thing I wanted to do is be that guy running full tilt on the track while people were filing in.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Mm-hmm. But hey, you should get comfortable doing uncomfortable things. And this might be why this enormous cramp happened, is I cut my recovery time short. I do my 3.5 minutes of walking. Everything's fine. I go all out on a sprint. Everything's fine. People are still flowing into the stands, but I don't feel too stupid. And then I decide I want to get this over with before more people show up. In my little recovery period, I only spend about 90 seconds. I get back around to a straightaway and I haul off again on my next 20 second sprint. I make it about 12 seconds and I just pull up like I just destroyed my hamstring. It was just pain. I have never really pulled a hamstring, but that's what I thought it was initially. And oh my goodness, it hurt. And of course, it was the worst case scenario. The last thing I wanted to do is pull up lame in front of all these people, but
you are a stupid, stupid man.
That's what happened. I'm not sure how many people noticed. It was painful to the point where you felt like you almost had a bruise, like bruising was starting. Pretty quickly, I'd realized that it wasn't a hamstring, which I was thankful for. Just the rest of the day, like I said, it really felt like what a bruise would feel like if somebody hit you hard. And the cramping was, I would say, oh, this is not a technical term, between the buttular muscle.
Not a word now. Quiet.
And the hamstring was pretty high up on the back part of my leg. And if I cramp, it's usually in my calves or in that part of the leg. Pretty normal. I get through the day, go to the soccer game. Everything is not perfect that day, but it didn't cramp up again the rest of the day. Certainly wasn't going to do any more sort of sprinting, probably even for the week. The week goes on. Fantastic. I know we talk a lot about basketball on this podcast. We're going to get to basketball because this is going to come into play a little bit later in the story. Once I go through the week, I do my basic exercises. I do a lot of zone 2 walking, like trying to get 150 minutes plus a weekend. Did all that. If you're on the YouTube channel, you can look on the stayonthecourt.com. I've got a post about what I call a Doug McGuff workout, which is just a weights workout where you're just going 5 compound weightlifting exercises, really, really slow, too fully fatigued. I got through those fine. Only one of those exercises is a true leg exercise. There's a leg press in there. Ultimately, everything was fine. I typically play pickup basketball on Sunday mornings, and we get to Sunday morning, and I feel pretty good. I don't see any reason why I can't go, so I go. Just understanding that I'm probably not going to want to be in any sort of all-out sprints during this session. The goal is just get through the session and not get injured. I play. I always say that the injuries always occur after the third game. I get through my 3 games. We win the game. You don't want to be that guy that leaves when you're a winner. Plus, on my court, we're lucky to get 10 people there. And by the end of the session, if you leave, you're going to be the one who ruins the game. I don't want to be that guy.
You know, gold member, I don't think that's something one dude should say to another dude.
I go ahead and play that 4th game, and I get out on a run out where I have to sprint out. Somebody hits me. I've got nobody in front of me. I have to sprint because there is a guy who is about 5'9", but can jump out of the gym coming behind me. And I know he's going to swat my if I don't get a couple steps on him. So I go as fast as I can, and I happen to be on the left side of the basketball hoop. I have to plant with my right the final step, and I just come up lame again. Just that same piercing pain. The cramp is back. I can't even get the ball with my left hand up to the hoop. It just drops. And I've got very sympathetic people on my basketball court. There are guys ranging from early 60s all the way down to their early 30s. When I come up lame, everybody thinks I've blown a hamstring. And nobody on the court wants to lose a player because we don't have a lot of players to begin with. Everybody's wondering what's going on, how am I doing? And I'm trying to assure everybody that it's a cramp. It's not anything that's structural. And then one of the guys in the court, he's like, what is going on? What's going on with your leg? What is that bruising? My wife had mentioned that I had some bruising, but I didn't really pay attention to it. I didn't really look at it. And I looked down at my leg, and sure enough, there's all of this bruising that strangely had started to accumulate almost just above my knee, which I thought was strange because the cramp was way above that on the back of my leg. I get through the game and not good, but I feel like the cramp was probably not as bad as the cramp I had the previous Sunday when I was doing the sprints. I feel okay that, again, at least it's not a hamstring pull, which is going to sideline you for an awful lot longer. I started doing my research on, number one, I have some idea what causes these cramps. If you're on the YouTube channel, you can come take a look. There's an article by Very Well Health that I thought was good. They have a nice infographic that talks about muscle cramp causes, which could be poor conditioning. I'm not in the perfect shape, but I feel like it's not poor conditioning. Altered neuromuscular control. That's not really what this was. Doing a new activity. Obviously, I'm straining these muscles a little bit more than daily sitting at my desk in the office. Muscle fatigue. Yes. And as a matter of fact, this infographic even shows a pointer to exactly where my cramp was. Electrolyte depletion and dehydration. All those three could probably play in a little bit. From what I understand of muscle cramps is it's essentially your body telling your brain that you need to stop. Your muscles are not ready for this type of exercise. But it's probably a combination of a little dehydration, electrolyte depletion, and definitely muscle fatigue. So, again, you may want to shift over to the YouTube channel if you're not on there, if you're listening to this on the podcast. I'm going to show you a couple of pictures of what the bruising looked like. So, again, it was really strange that, number one, that the bruising showed up at all from just a cramp. Let's jump on over to that. And this first picture was on October 2nd. This was probably about 7 to 10 days after the injury. I know this isn't a great picture, but you can see just the general bruising that is showing up on the back of my leg. And again, you can see it's above the knee. We'll go over and you can see I've took an awful lot of pictures of my leg through this time period. Let's see. I've got another one here that I think I've highlighted. So here's one from the next day. Still pretty similar. You can see it's definitely a more robust purple at that point. And then I believe I have some pictures from, this is on the 4th of October. You can see it's getting more and more purple. Oh, here's some gruesome ones. I don't know what happened here. Maybe I was just sitting wrong, but you can see the formation of almost a pattern. It's more splotchy. And you can see some discoloration up higher on my leg at that point. And then you can see just this, I'll just call it gross pattern of different shades of purple.
Oh, that's nasty.
And you can see this middle line where it just looks like there's a lot of blood. So pretty disgusting. And this was on October 6th. At this point, we are probably about 10 to 14 days over it. And I'll show you this last one. And this was on the 7th, so about 2 days afterwards. And you can see still pretty colorful, but it's finally starting to heal. Definitely not what I expected. Definitely got some ridicule on the basketball court about why in the heck was I even playing if I knew I had this injury. Yeah, it was a cramp. It wasn't really an injury, in my opinion, at least. What I want to show you is a couple of articles. I talked to you about the verywellhealth.com. And it gives you a good overview of different causes of cramping. I think we all understand that. And then what was really interesting, I tried to find anything I could find on the internet about what could cause this bruising. It just doesn't seem like there's any reason why it would bruise. Then I found this article on the Detroit news website, and it was a Dr. Keith Roach, who I did a little research on. I'm actually going to invite him to be on the podcast to see if he can give us a little more background on these types of things. And he seems to be a doctor that does a lot in the media and does some really interesting question and answer sessions. I think he's based out of New York City. Dr. Roach goes on to, I extracted a couple things here. He says, and whoever submitted a similar question to him, well, you know what? I'll just read the whole thing. Here's what it was. Dear Dr. Roach, several months ago, I was relaxing, watching a movie at home when suddenly I got a tremendous pain in my inner left thigh.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
I tried to walk, thinking it was a bad cramp, but the pain was so intense that I almost passed out. Now, this was certainly not my experience, but we'll hear this person's story. This lasted for only a few minutes, but it felt like an hour. The next day, the area was very sore and tender to the touch. By afternoon, discoloration had begun. Now, my discoloration didn't happen quite that fast, but it was within 5 days for sure. I saw my physicians 2 days later, and by that time, it had a bruise larger than my hand. That's pretty accurate to what I had. I was immediately directed to a radiology center where they determined that there were no blood clots. I wouldn't even thought about that. My doctor advised that apparently a blood vessel had burst. I am wondering how common this is and if I should expect a recurrence. What's interesting is Dr. Roach goes on to say, "Dear Anon, I see this occasionally. It's possible that the initial pain was the blood vessel, but I suspect the muscle cramp came first. And the muscle fibers pulled so hard that they literally tore the tissue, allowing for bleeding into the muscle. Bleeding into a muscle can be very painful, but the blood will eventually find its way out of the muscle, at which point it will show up as a bruise." I was like, aha, this sounds familiar. I suspect that the damage was somewhat higher on the leg. Bingo, bingo. That's exactly what happened to me. Then where the bruise was initially. As gravity pulls the blood, the bruise will gradually change colors from dark red to green to yellow to brown. Pretty accurate. As the blood is digested and absorbed by the tissue, macrophages, cells that eat what doesn't belong. I seldom see reoccurrences of this. Stretching and regular exercise are best ways to prevent severe muscle cramps. After reading this, Dr. Roach, if you're out there, thank you very much. You're the only person on the internet that had this type of information. That made me feel better because that really explains almost exactly what I think happened to me. I did not go see a medical doctor about this. I felt like it was a good explanation of what likely happened. Everything matches up from the pain to the bruise showing up, but being much lower on the leg than the actual cramp. I felt overall pretty good at that point. Hopefully this is helpful to you. I hope that nobody ever actually has this situation happen to them. Cramping can be a pretty nasty thing. I've been able to manage it with magnesium supplements and then also taking this, that's called Keton isotonic, which is basically almost like a equivalent to your plasma. And that largely has helped. Now, a couple of interesting things is I think that I'd run out of that Keton isotonic. But I'll put links and everything in the description if you want to find it, and in the show notes if you're on the podcast. I just ran out. I was too lazy to order more, so I'm definitely going to get back on that bandwagon. That's number one. I've been doing the sprint workout off and on for 3 years, and I haven't had cramps like this. I've definitely expected to pull a hamstring, but not cramps like this. And number two, because I only took about 90 seconds rather than about the full 3.5 to 4 minutes, between my bouts of sprinting, I think that could have been part of it as well. Like I said, I've done the sprints off and on, and I'm probably not as in good of sprint shape as I have been in the past. When this happened, I just thought it was odd that that massive cramp took effect. I know it's pretty rare, but if you have a similar thing happen, it's not nuts. If you end up bruising somewhere below where the cramp and injury occurred, that appears to be, well, based on Dr. Keith Roach's account or his advice to this anonymous person on the Detroit News, pretty common, matched up to, with what happened to me. Hopefully this will help you if you run into a similar situation. Hey, again, if you want to submit your own triumph in your exercise regime or things that you think would be helpful to our listeners, certainly, again, go to standthecourt.com/podcast and submit it. We're also looking for more people other than me to share their stories of injury and hopefully a triumph over those injuries. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe and like. And if you're on the podcast, please follow us. That's it for this edition of
Injury of the Week.
¿Cómo se llama?
And we hope you have a good week yourself.
There we go.